Alternative Radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers, the show where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny.
Happy anniversary to us. Happy anniversary to us. So today is our third year anniversary. I felt like I should bring her flowers today.
You're a toddler.
Yeah,
you got out of the terrible twos.
Yeah, we made it through the puking stage.
I love it.
So it's very exciting. This is our third year anniversary. And the first thing I want to do is I want to say thank you to our partners, the people that have helped us to get to where we are today, that have supported the show, to Becky right here from Assisting Hands Home Care.
Oh, thrilled to be part of it. Thank you, Linda.
Arden Courts. We just love Arden Courts.
Yes.
And Alexander Spine and Chiropractic, and Vox Life. So we wouldn't be able to do the show without our partners. And so I want you to be aware of who our partners are on the show and on my website, because these are the people that you want to support that support us. And these are people that I know are always going to do the right thing by our caregivers. And that's like so exciting. I'm so excited to have that. So the first thing I want to do is I want to say a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Barbie from Bradenton, Patricia from Sarasota, and Joyce from St. Pete.
Welcome, ladies.
Welcome, and like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners, because you can listen when we're live on AM/FM, or you can listen to the podcast, or on iHeartRadio, or on YouTube.
Or all of the above.
Or all of the above.
And you can listen over and over and over again.
Oh, my. And who knew? You know, we started our first show 3 years ago. It was at the Choice Radio Network at the time. And the show starts at 12, and at 12:02, the station went black. No power.
Oh.
And Lynn and I are just looking at each other, and Sherry McKee was on the show with us, and the perspiration starts, like, dripping down the side of my head, and the power came back, like, right at 12:01. And we were like, okay, I guess we're going to have to learn about radio.
There you
go. So we learned a lot of things. But I'm most joyful to say that this morning I got a telephone call from a woman. And so I pick up the phone. I say, good morning, this is Linda. And she said, happy anniversary. I'm so glad for your anniversary. And I said, oh, thank you very much. And she said, I saw on Facebook that it's your third year anniversary, and I just felt compelled to call you and tell you how much the show has helped and everything. And I said, who is this? And she said, oh, my name is Judy. So she said, my husband and I have learned so much from the show and from the podcast and from the website and everything. My mom lives with us. And last weekend
was... And she has dementia.
And last weekend was my granddaughter's wedding. And the wedding was in our home. And she said, I don't know if you remember, but when you said you would send out those cards, the card that says the person I'm with, she said, I requested 20. And I remember clearly, because no one requests 20. She was just like, can you send me some cards? She said, what I did is I took the card and I wrote a letter to my family and I mailed it to them before the wedding and said, we're very happy that you're coming to the wedding, but you haven't seen Grandma in over a year and she's declined. And we want this to be a good day for Grandma. So you might want to, like, go to this website and listen to some of these shows and just see how you deal with things. And she said, and what I did, Linda, is I set up a quiet room in my house, and it said quiet room.
Aww.
So that Grandma could go there during the day, and, like, if she needed to go, I got goosebumps. She said, out on my deck, she said, I have this big patio area. I made an area that said, photo family area, and it was just photos from all the family from years and years. Some were framed and hung up, and some were just photo albums, so anybody could go over there at any time with Grandma or without Grandma and enjoy the photos. And then what she did was she put a name badge on Grandma that said, hi, I'm Grandma, what's your name?
That's perfect.
Is that perfect?
That's so cool.
She said it was a great day. Everybody had a great time. Grandma had a great time. She said, and her exact words are, everyone responded instead of reacting.
That's beautiful.
I'm like, what the heck? Now, and so this is why we do this show, because your caregiving experience can be terrible or can be really cool if you just learn what the tricks are, or not the tricks.
But they are kind of tricks. They're secrets that we've got to share.
Yeah, that you just don't know if you don't know it.
Exactly. Well, I learn something new every time.
Me too.
Yeah.
Every time I do a support group. So the other day I had the opportunity to speak at St. Catherine's of Siena and do the Dementia Dance.
Oh, you were so good.
Okay. And you had a great turnout.
Great turnout. And we had the virtual dementia tour there. And you know what that is for people.
Oh. If you haven't done one, you got to do it.
Such a wake up kind of thing, and people just saying, well, one person said to me, "Have you lost a lot of weight? Because I think I saw you speak about 3 years ago."
Oh, when you were hefty.
That's awesome.
And then you were hefty.
Yeah.
I said that to Linda one time. I said, "Well, you know, when you were hefty." She said, "I was never hefty."
Hefty, she said to me.
Hey, that Vox life has, you know, put a little pep in your step.
Yeah, put in my curves and all the stuff.
You worked hard.
Yeah.
I remember when you were a little overweight and you said, "I'm doing the best I can and I'll take it off when I can."
Yeah, because that's when I was caregiving, full-time caregiving and working full-time. And I was just trying to, like, you know, keep my head above water and do stuff. And I can remember saying to her, "I can only do one thing at a time."
That's
and
it.
And I'm doing
and
this.
And you can. You can only do one thing at a time. And whatever you're
especially
doing,
when
you
do
that
dementia.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But that just makes me so joyful that they had a wonderful day.
Yes.
You know, because we can use these little, you know, a woman came into the support group a couple of months ago, and she walked in, and I said, "Hi, how are you? We're glad you're here today. You know, how'd you hear about the group?" And she goes, "My doctor said I need a support group." And I was like, "Welcome,
hey, whatever gets you there."
Yeah, I was like, "Thank you to the doctor."
Was she happy at the end?
Well, she said,
"Why are we here?"
Yeah. So, what do you do here? So I said, "So we share ideas and resources, and we're there for each other, and different tips." And she goes, "So give me a tip." I said, "Excuse me?" She goes, "Give me a tip." I go, "Okay, I'm going to give you a tip. I don't know if this is the most appropriate tip for you, but this is my tip. If your husband has to go to the doctor's on Friday, don't tell him on Monday. Because, you know, he's going to be asking you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday." She goes, "Oh, my goodness. The other night at 3:30 in the morning, my husband was dressed, sitting on the bed, ready to go to the doctor's office. And she went like this and slapped the table and said, 'I think I'm going to like this group.'"
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, because when you're just in it for the first time, you don't know how to...
You don't know anything. I didn't know anything. When I was dealing with my mom, there was so much I didn't know. Because especially when I was dealing with my mom, I was dealing with cancer. She had stage 4 colon cancer. That's what we were... Well, my mom also had dementia, but my mom, you know, my mom was a little goofy. So I just thought she was being a little goofy.
Yeah.
Like when she couldn't read anymore and she used to say, "Oh, you order for me.
Yeah, you're
you know what I like.
Yeah, you're my assistant." I didn't realize until after she passed away she couldn't read anymore.
Wow.
You know,
it's so eye-opening.
Yeah, it's so many different things that you just realize.
Right.
But that's okay. So, but if I can open this up to somebody else to say, because somebody else will be like, "Don't tell me you can't read the menu."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or read the map. Remember in Ireland?
Oh, my God. We were in Ireland. And so I got to drive on the wrong side of the road. That's a problem to begin with. So while I'm in Ireland, I say, "I'm not drinking any alcohol when I'm here because I don't even know where I'm going."
We don't need any impairment.
No. Well, it's our last night in Ireland, and Mom and I go to this castle, and they give us some grog. I don't know if there's alcohol in the grog. I have like 2 grogs. I'm grogged.
Yeah.
Now I got to drive back.
That's where groggy comes from, you know.
Oh, my God. And now I got to drive back to the bed and breakfast. Now, thank God where we were was just a straight road, one road, not a lot of turns or anything. Oh, Becky, I drove past that place and back past it. And past that. And from there, I'm like, "Mom, I need you to put on your glasses and help me, or we're never going to get back there again."
Oh, no, you were lost.
Oh, my goodness.
But she couldn't do it.
And she couldn't help me. But I did get back there, and I just remember waking up the next morning. My mother was sitting on the bed. Her bed was all made, and she was all dressed up for the day. And I said, "Mom, I'm really sorry I yelled at you last night." And she goes, "Get out of bed. It's time for breakfast. Let's go."
She didn't even recall it. Yeah. That's
she
okay.
She didn't care.
She didn't care. You were there and
she
you made it back
easy.
Safe.
Your mom was great.
Yeah. So one of the things I want to talk about today on the show about engaging our seniors and engaging our loved ones and finding purpose for them.
Yes.
Because
it's so important.
When you can do that, it makes an entire difference in your caregiving experience.
Well, it does. And we have to remember that people are people and people need to have purpose.
Yep.
And regardless of what your mental status is, your cognitive condition, be you healthy or having some forgetfulness, you still need to feel like a person. And so one of the things I talk to families about is when you fire up the brain and you get it doing an activity, you're going to find that other parts of the brain light up and your other daily activities are going to improve. So a lot of times when I'm working with my caregivers, because we have caregivers that go out into the home, we have home health aides and certified nursing assistants that go out and provide a little relief. And even my caregivers sometimes get burnout.
Oh, yeah.
I was texting with one just about an hour ago, and she was a little frustrated. And so I said, you know, go grab a basket of towels, clean towels. Go grab a basket of clean towels. I don't care if they're already folded.
Right.
You're going to unfold them,
right,
and you're going to mess them up, and you're just going to give her the basket and say, well, you know what? I have got so much to do here today.
I need your help.
Will you just help me fold these towels?
And everybody wants to help.
They do. And so...
So much is just the wording, too.
Yes. Will you help me?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh... Well, of course I'll help you. Now, we had one gentleman that he said, that's woman's work. And he said, well, yeah, it is woman's work. But, you know, oh, I'll do it. And he was kind of grumpy and grouchy about it. But he did it.
Yeah.
And it kept him occupied for about 10 minutes. And that was 10 minutes that the caregiver was able to go and make his sandwich.
Right.
Without him standing there like, what are you doing? What are you having? What are you doing?
Right. I don't like that.
I don't know if I want that today. I'm not hungry. I don't want to eat. It gave her a chance. Go make that sandwich and then put it in front of him and he'll eat it.
Yeah.
But if you ask him if he wants it or what you're doing, it's going to be 10,000 questions. Give him something to do. The other thing I'll never forget, I was with Dr. Kate McCarty, who's just an amazing dementia coach.
And amazing.
She's awesome.
She's brilliant.
We were working with a gentleman, and he had been a handyman for his career. And he was very late stages. He was in a memory care unit, actually, and he wasn't engaging in activities anymore. And so we got a zip bag. We took an old bank bag, and we put in it nuts and bolts and washers.
Yep.
And this was a man who was not communicative. But I tell you what, you put that bag in front of him, he would open it up, spill all the nuts and bolts and washers all over the table. He would sort them out by size. He would put them back together. He would put them back in a bag, and then he'd zip it closed, and he'd sit the bag on the table, and he'd say, done.
Right.
But that kept him busy for 40 minutes.
And that made him feel accomplished.
It did, and he had purpose that day.
And he could have that same purpose the next day.
Exactly, because you open up the bag and you unscrew all the washers. And
you can get a really big bag. It'll have more to do.
You can do it with pipe fittings.
Well, it's like the lady with the buttons. So there was a lady who was a seamstress.
Yes.
So we give her a big jar of buttons. And then she has all these little compartments. So she sorts the buttons. So sometimes it's by color, sometimes it's by size, sometimes it's by shape. And every now and then she picks up that one button. She goes, just like on the dress I made you in second grade. And then they breathe for a minute and have a little conversation.
Yes.
And she still sorts the buttons. And the next day, she sorts the buttons again.
Yeah.
Simple. Something she knows, something she's familiar with, something that can bring back memory to her.
Yes.
Something that lets her daughter breathe for a half hour or an hour.
Exactly.
Because you know what? The caregiving experience is so tough that we're always thinking about what we can do for the person we're taking care of.
Right.
This is something we can do to take care of them and take care of ourselves at the same time.
Exactly.
Because we need that breather.
Exactly.
Vaughn, did you say we have somebody on the line? Hello.
Hello, wonderful ladies. New York City calling.
Yes, and I'm congratulating you on your wonderful 3-year anniversary. It's amazing. Everybody is so fortunate to be listening to you. You're wonderful. I can't say that enough.
You're wonderful.
Yes, you are. Heidi is my stepmother.
Aww.
Yes. Calling from Greenwich Village, New York.
Yeah, the wicked stepmother.
The wicked stepmother, yes. 1 year for Christmas, I gave her bottles of champagne, and on the label it said, Merry Christmas to my wicked stepmother.
Yes. What love.
And the label was on the box, and the delivery man said, you can't do that. You can't say that. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, oh, yes, I can.
With love, with great amount of love.
So with love and laughs go really good.
I still have one of those bottles.
Do you?
Yes, so I
do. Well, I can't wait to see you next week.
Yes, I'll be there.
Next week she's coming in for the big wedding.
Oh, how much fun.
So we're all excited. Well, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you and love you so much, Heidi.
Love you, Heidi.
Much success, ladies.
Thank you.
I'll look forward to your fourth now.
All right, baby.
Bye.
Bye. She's the bomb.
That's awesome.
My stepmother was the best caregiver to my dad.
Aww.
My dad had a series of strokes. My dad was like the biggest jokester. Now he couldn't talk. And he had various other things. And he was confined to a bed for a couple of years.
Wow.
Just looking out the window of the 15th floor, you know, into the big city. And she entertained him. And
she got him a fish tank to watch.
A huge fish tank at the bottom, base of his bed so he could lay in the bed.
And got him a cat, too.
Yeah. Got him a cat. Oh, and remember at one time when my dad first had his strokes, I used to run a women's networking organization. And I went to the meeting and I asked the girls on a personal level, could you send your positive energies my dad's way? And maybe go out and do something nice for somebody you wouldn't think about doing something nice for, because that's what my dad did.
Always.
Well, they started going out doing all this really cool stuff, so we started a website called The Dave Game. My dad's name is Dave. And it was about random acts of kindness.
That's so cool.
So people would go out and do Dave somebody, we would say, and then they would post something about it on the website. So Heidi hooked up the computer to the TV so he could lay in bed and he could
see what he was doing.
Right, and he could be engaged in what's in life and what's going on.
And he still had purpose.
Yeah.
But he had such, he had his mind.
Yeah.
But he when Lynn's mom died, they had a memorial in New York, and he rented an ambulance to take him there.
Yeah.
You weren't going to hold this man down for anything.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's just, and when he lost his speaking capability, so he was a little jokester, so he had all his jokes printed on business cards.
And he'd hand them to people?
And he'd hand them out to people.
Oh, that's great.
I can remember one time going into New York to visit him, and he was with the VA, and he was in the VA hospital in New York, Manhattan, and he was having some surgery. So I'm in the room with him, and it's like the day before the surgery, and the surgeon comes in. Now, my dad was like 6'2", Heidi's like 4'10". And Heidi goes to the doctor, doctor, I have a stool sample that you wanted. The doctor goes, I didn't ask you for any stool sample. Heidi said, well, I have it right here in the drawer. And the doctor looks at her, and she opens up the drawer, and there's a little container they give you in the hospital, and you open it up, and there was a little wooden Barbie doll stool, like a little stool to sit on in there.
Oh, my gosh.
And the doctor just opens it up, and he got hysterically laughing. And my dad, through his slurred speech, was, you always want your surgeon to be happy.
So true.
But you know what?
So true.
Doctors loved working with my dad, nurses, staff, because
he has such an outlook, Linda.
They're so special. You know, Heidi and my dad were so special, and they engage it. I remember one time I was in the hospital, and there was a man in the bed in the room with him, and he was a black man. And he was kind of like not so friendly with my dad, kind of like offstandish or whatever. And my dad and Heidi are really friendly. Well, my dad finds out that it's his birthday the next day. And so my dad tells Heidi,
yeah,
I need you to bring balloons, a birthday cake.
Oh,
And Heidi goes, yes, yes. And Heidi goes out and gets balloons and a birthday cake
and
everything. And then the man's family came and everything. And the next day, the man was leaving the hospital, and he came over to my dad and he goes, I never thought I was prejudiced in my life at all, but I was until I met you.
Aww.
He was a New York City cop. So you never know.
Broke a barrier.
Yeah, that one little thing that
he did so many wonderful things for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good legacy.
I love that. Dave moments.
Yeah, the Dave game it was.
Dave game.
I want to tell one more great Dave game because then it's going to be time for to hear from our sponsors. But this is when the Dave game first started. So I'm in a drugstore one day and looking at some things. And the prescription counter's over there. And there's three people waiting online. And the last person online is a young woman with a baby. And it's obvious that the baby is ill. And the woman gets to the head of the line. And the pharmacist said, "We don't have that medication right now. But we can get a few in about 2 hours." And one tear just comes down the mom's face. She's done. And there's an older gentleman sitting over on the side, and he comes over to her, and he said, "Can I be of assistance to you?" And she said, "What?" And he said, "Well, I don't have too much to do today, and I have to wait around for my prescription, so if you want, I could bring it to your house for you." And the girl's eyes get, like, huge. And he goes, "I promise I'm not a creep." He goes, "I won't even come in the house. I'll just, like, leave it by the doorway." Now, the whole group of people in the store are witnessing this whole thing. And she's like, "But I don't even know you. Why?" And he says, "Well, to tell you the truth," he goes, "all my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren live up north, and I live on a really limited budget, so I hardly ever get to see them. So this would be a privilege for me."
Oh.
And the girl looks up, and the people in the store saw, like, we're all, like, nodding our heads. And she takes out a piece of paper, and she writes down her name and address, and the baby stops crying, and it's like touched by an angel in CVS.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
You know, everybody's,
yes, everybody's
like,
glowing.
Yeah, everybody's, whoa! So the girl leaves, and the man goes and sits back down, and I go sit next to him. I go, "Do you know you just Daved her?" And he's like, "What?" So I tell him about the Dave game and everything. So his name was Michael McNamara. He was 88, and he and I became friends, and we have breakfast and lunch a couple of times. And a couple of months later, he calls me, and he goes, "Linda, you're not going to believe it." And I'm like, "What?" The girl's name was Julie. He said, "Oh, Julie told all her friends what I did with the prescription, and they all chipped in and sent him airfare to visit his family."
I know, don't tell
That's
stories
so
like
cool.
that.
And it was the last time he saw his family before he passed away. So you know what?
What goes around comes around.
What goes around comes around. So right now we have to hear from our wonderful partners, or we won't be going or coming around anywhere. Nope. So we'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So we're doing this test pilot first.
Yep, think about it, caregivers. When somebody asks to help you, say yes. Thank you very much. So I neglected to say hello to Vaughn when we got started the
you
show earlier today.
You forgot to bring him a treat also.
I know, I'm so busy with my anniversary, I'm being a little selfish. Hey, Vaughn.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. We're good and glad to be here.
Yes.
On our third year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, Becky, you brought some critters with you here today.
I did.
And Lynn and I are just like mesmerized with them. I mean, so to tell our listeners, and for the people that are watching on YouTube or Facebook, this is my friend here.
Yes.
That I think I want to take home with me.
Isn't he adorable?
Yes, and I'm going to get the other friend.
Okay,
go get
the kitty. So we are doing a pilot project. Get her there. She got treated like she's real, because she is.
Yeah.
So we're doing a pilot project with a company called Joy for All Ageless Innovations, and they make companion pets. And the great thing about these is they're robotic, animated, animatronic pets that don't eat, don't poop.
Right.
Don't make a mess.
Right.
The only thing I do, they do shed a little bit, but that's okay because they come with a little brush and you can brush them. But they're amazing. So you turn them on and they have two settings. You can either turn them on with sound or without, but they move and they react to your voice. They react to you petting them.
They purr.
So the kitty cat purrs.
And the dog
meows. The dog pants. If you put your finger in its little mouth, he slurps at your finger. He makes a little slurping sound. He makes little barks. So
is he on?
He's not on, Joe. We can turn him on.
Put him on.
We'll flip him on. Yeah, so.
So
anyways.
Cute.
So they're so cute. So I took one of the. Oh, he's going to talk over me. He's
going to
bark. So I took one of the kitties out yesterday, and I took her to one of our clients who has dementia. She's late stages. She's on hospice. She's very agitated and very fidgety right now. And my caregivers are doing 12-hour shifts with her. And they're like, Becky, you know, we're frustrated. And these are professional caregivers. You can turn him on mute. That's okay. You can always say if he gets too loud, you can turn him to mute. So he still moves and still reacts.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah. And if after 5 minutes, if you don't touch him, they go to sleep.
Cool.
So, anyways, I'm out seeing this lady because she's very agitated. And I thought, well, you know what? Part of our case study that we're doing with Joy for All is seeing if it helps relieve agitation. Can I tell you, before I walked in the room, she was fidgety. She was crossing her legs, uncrossing her legs, crossing her legs, uncrossing her legs. Her feet were constantly moving. I brought the kitty cat into her. She melted. Mm-mm. She was so excited to see the kitty, and she's not incredibly communicative right now, and she just started babbling to the kitty cat and stroking her. And then when the kitty meowed at her, I thought her face was gonna light up the sky. She was so happy, and she looked at me, and she started communicating with me and talking to me and telling me about the kitty cat and telling me about a cat that she had. Aww. And it was just so beautiful. So she got up after that. She was in bed when I got there. Mm-hmm. She got up out of bed. She let me braid her hair. She has this beautiful long gray hair. She let me braid her hair for her. So I did a pretty little French braid. And she sat there petting the cat the whole time. And then No agitation whatsoever. She came out, sat in the living room, and she sat with that cat on her lap for 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
So the caregiver and I were able to sit there, have a conversation. We talked about some different strategies, things that they could be doing. She was telling me about different challenges she's having. And she said, Becky, we can't get 5 minutes just to take our break to have lunch.
Right.
You just found 30 minutes for me. And it was amazing. And it's just this little pet that we sat on our lap, but she's turning the pet over and she's pulling at the paws.
Well, you know, they feel so real and they make sounds and they move. And if you're a pet lover, it's just going to bring back so many wonderful memories. And if you're not a pet lover, it's still very soothing.
It's okay. And
they have babies that do it too.
Some of our ladies, you know, love to have a doll. But it's funny, I was at Frida's yesterday, wonderful little bakery over on Olmerton Road, and I was meeting Dr. Kate there, and I brought the cat with me. And I tell you what, you know how puppies are chick magnets for a guy at the park? You take a puppy to the park with you, and every girl in the park is going to be over petting your puppy. Can I tell you, everybody in that restaurant wanted to come over and pet the cat. And I had one couple, and they were so cute. He had a walker, and she was there helping him. And they looked at each other, and they had lost their cat not too long ago.
They said,
we could get one of these. Because they've been debating about, they don't want to go through all the medical expenses of having another cat, and they didn't want to scoop the litter anymore.
Right.
And they said, we should get one of these. So I gave them info. You can go to Joy for All on the internet. Just Google it. Or they sell these pets on Amazon. And the dogs are about $120. The cats are about $100. And it's just 4C batteries in there.
That could give you a half an hour, 45 minutes of time.
And peace.
And your loved one the same thing.
And joy.
Because, you know, happiness. Becky, I was thinking the other day, I really miss having a dog, but I'm not allowed to have them where I live.
Right.
But I realized I can't get another dog ever because of my age. Yeah. The dog's going to outlive me.
Right. Yep.
And then what happens to the dog, because I've seen that happen, nobody wants a 10-year-old dog.
Right.
So I think once you hit it, someone had said that to me years ago, and I thought, how could you even think that way? But I'm there now, and I thought, wow.
Right.
So something, because they give you comfort.
Can't you just see yourself sitting there on the couch, watching TV or something, petting this thing and just feeling cool?
Yeah.
You know, and hear that little murmur and stuff and
exactly.
not have to walk
and it makes
them,
you laugh.
Or,
even
you know,
if,
it
even
does.
If it is silly, that's okay because silliness
well, silly
brings
is good.
Joy.
Yeah, silly yeah. is very
and it's
good.
It's happiness. And okay, so I'm stroking a little, you know,
right.
mechanical pet, but it's so cute.
It's comforting to. Yeah. To touch it.
Didn't we all love to have a stuffed animal when we were kids?
Yeah, or something. Somebody
or a dolly
had a something.
Or something
a pillow
that you,
or whatever.
That you tucked.
Not Lynn.
No, all I had, I always say this.
Tell
there
us
were
what
some,
you had.
There were some dolls, and I didn't like dolls, but I had a pajama dog.
Okay.
And you put your pajamas in? Do you
every day you
I
put your
those.
Pajamas. I wash mine every day now, but not there. You put it in that dog, and that I used to hold.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a lot of... Did you?
Well, you
well you're a lot younger.
Yeah.
We didn't have stuffed animals and stuff.
Yeah.
But you always have, you know, there was always one special thing that you had that was kind of, it went everywhere with
you. And, you know, with so many people, they've had a pet or their grandma had a pet or their sister had a pet, so they still have a relationship with a pet.
Right.
You know.
And
oh my God! It's
anybody
so cool.
would want it. If you pass away, they'll be fighting for it.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right,
exactly.
So let's continue this conversation. Besides the pets,
right? So I wanted to plug your listeners in today to a website that I get an email from every day, and I love it. It's called DailyCaring.com.
Oh, I love them.
And Daily Caring has great tips every day. And the one that I went and pulled some ideas from today for the show to talk about, it was called 10 Fun No Fail Activities for People with Dementia.
Perfect.
And I tell you what, it is a treasure trove of great ideas. We talked about the towels earlier. Get a memory box. And it can just be a silly little cardboard box. And put memories in there. They can be pictures. They can be, if you've got somebody who was a secretary, you can put in that box, put the junk mail in there so that she can open it up later.
Yeah,
and she
and
can
a paper
sort
clip
it.
Remover and paper clips
and maybe a stapler
eraser,
and a calculator and a ruler and put those little fidgety things in there. If she was a seamstress, get old patterns.
Right, or the buttons.
You can take take a knot, a rope, and make knots in it, and ask him if he can sit there and get those knots out for you.
Mm.
Or if you have, got a box of old jewelry, and I've got a bunch of necklaces in there that are all knotted and they need to be sorted. Take your old jewelry box, give it to them and have them sort out. Well, can you find the matching earrings in here for me? Because I want to sort these and I want to give them to the granddaughters and I'm going to send them to them and I want to match them up.
You know, there's one lady that contacted me and she's like, my mom follows me all day and I needed to sit down for a little while. Mm-hmm. And so I went and met with her mom. My mom was a teacher. So first we had a conversation about how the kids are rotten today.
Yeah.
And how about the teachers don't get paid enough and all that stuff. But what we do is every Monday morning we give her a piece of a poster board and magazines and say the kids are learning about flowers next week and the teachers need your help. So we need you to cut all the flowers out of the magazine.
Yep.
And put it on the poster board and no white spots.
Right.
And it takes her 2 hours a day, 5 days a week to finish it.
Yeah.
And her daughter actually started bringing it to the school, and kids started sending thank you notes.
Isn't that so cool?
So something like that, too. You know, you just...
So it's A, it's purposeful.
Right.
B, it's right up her alley of what she
right,
used
so
to do in
like.
Life.
Right, so you find what they like. Right.
So the other one I love is coins. So who
okay.
in their house doesn't have a jar of coins?
Right.
Or a
piggy
drawer
bank.
That you drop
yeah.
all your coins
change,
into?
Right.
Get your change jar. Give it to them and say, will you sort out the pennies, give them the little paper tubes, and have
that's
them count
excellent.
The coins. And then, you know what? Go out to dinner on it or go, you know, go do something
or
fun
dump them
for
back
yourself,
in the jar and do it again.
Dump them again. That's
yeah.
it.
That's
I love
very
the
cool.
Yeah, the money
sorters.
Thing. I think that's a good thing, the money thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Because everybody can relate to that, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's handled coins and done stuff.
Right.
It's really interesting. And I think a lot, too, just... card games. I mean, you can even just take a deck of cards and sort them. Can you,
you
sort
can.
All
I did
the
that
ones,
with the,
all the twos, all the...
Yeah, you know, can you put the red cards in this stack and the black
the
cards in this one? I was doing that with a client recently, and the Joker was in the middle of the pack, and all of a sudden he gets the Joker and he goes, "Joker," and he slapped it down on the table.
Oh, wow.
It was so cute because
like,
he had been deadpan like the whole time, like, yeah, he was sore and he's like, "Joker," boom. It was so much fun. The other thing you can do is take photos and you can play the matching game with them. So have your kids send pictures of their kids, the grandkids,
yeah.
But tell them to send two of everything. And then you can sit there
like
and
memory.
Play a memory game, the memory matching game.
Oh,
but do it
brilliant.
With family brilliant. Members. Do
that
it with
is
family
brilliant.
Members.
And that will help them remember their names better.
Exactly.
And whatever. And then
put
you
their
have,
names on the back.
And you could have conversations. Oh, yeah, she's selling Girl Scout cookies this month. Or,
yes.
You know, like,
what's the name
story.
Of that site again?
It's called DailyCaring.com. 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 You can sign up with your email and get daily words of inspiration. And when you're stuck on something,
and, yeah.
If my caregivers call me and say, "Becky, we're challenged with this," I go to Daily Caring and I go into their search
bar.
They're
a wealth of information.
And they have so much information in there.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So that's been fun. You can even take a big picture, get a copy of it, laminate it, and then cut it out and make it into a puzzle.
Right.
And have them put that favorite picture together and do a puzzle with it.
And you know what? You could even do that and make two copies, because if it's hard for them to make the puzzle, they could just take the puzzle pieces and match it on the piece that's already done.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Because sometimes they get frustrated and then it's a little too hard.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have that like pattern underneath.
But you don't need a lot of pieces. You could have...
Yeah, 10 or whatever.
Right, and that brings me to my favorite one, too. Right. My kids love this one, too. It's pattern blocks and boards. So we used to call them tanagrams, where you get the different shapes, and you can put the shapes together to make
A picture
objects.
Or something.
Yeah, so they can copy the picture that's already there, or they can make a brand new design.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So either way, it works.
It does, and there's no doing it wrong.
Very cool.
It keeps you busy.
All right, it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Dun, 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 dun. You know what that means? Time to get your pen and paper, because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On March 5th, from 10 a.m. to noon, is the Caregiver Connect and Chat at Ohana Cafe in Palm Harbor. RSVP to meetup.com for this free event. On March 15th, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center, Sages presents a fall prevention play, Denying Gravity. Admission is free. For more information, call 727-536-7076. Then Camp Kangaroo is a group of children between 5 and 17 years of age who have suffered a loss of someone. This year's camp is being held at Largo Cultural Center on June 12th, 13th, and 14th. Please call Seasons Hospice at 866-824-9699 if you would like to volunteer, sponsor a child, or donate food and drinks.
And think about that, because they need volunteers, they need some help, and this is so important for the children. So please think about that, because lots of times we don't realize that a child is grieving. And this is a place where they can just have some space and talk to other people.
On March 4th, 18th, and 25th, from 12 to 1, at the Sunshine Center in St. Petersburg, Susan Bram will facilitate a care partner support group. For more information, call 727-490-8609.
And I also wanted to mention that Arden Courts has a support group at Arden Courts of Palm Harbor on Tampa Road, the second Tuesday of every month at 10 a.m. in the morning. So if that's interesting to you, you can just RSVP at 771-1600. And of course, my support groups are on my website, lindaburhans.com. Just look under events. And did you want to say something about Honor Flight?
Yes, Honor Flight has flights coming up, but most importantly, there's Honor Flight at Home. So it's right for our veterans that can't make that day-long trip up to Washington, D.C. It is going to be on Saturday, March the 14th, 10:30 to 11:30 over at Empath Health on Roosevelt Boulevard. If you're interested in finding more about it, go to honorflightwcf.org and you can register.
Everything with Honor Flight is so wonderful.
It's spectacular.
And it's so wonderful since they've started, you know, having the Honor Flight at home.
Yes.
For those people that, and the woman that I escorted on the Honor Flight, we're friends now.
Yeah.
It's like so wonderful and just to meet different people, because everybody's got a story, you know, and especially like I had a lady. There aren't a lot of ladies.
Right.
And when we were in Washington, D.C., we'd be like at some of the monuments, and like groups of school children would come up and they would just thank her for her service, or they would ask her questions, especially the girls would ask her questions.
Yes.
So what was it like and everything? And she was just like, it was such a beaming day for her. I mean, there was some emotional points.
Yes.
But there was so much joy. I mean, when we got back to the airport, and then all those people are out there, and everybody's waving, she goes, Linda, if one more nice thing happens to me today.
Yes.
You know, like, I just need to go home and go to bed.
I know, but it continues, and that's the beauty of Honor Flight. But Honor Flight at Home is for those veterans who just can't make that trip. We still need to recognize them.
Yes.
And give them that welcome home that every single one of them deserves.
And you know what's wonderful, too, now with the Honor Flight, now we've got a lot of Vietnam guys.
Yes.
There are not as many, of course, of World War II vets. But the...
And the Korean War was a long time,
too. Korean War, too. But
well,
and those Vietnam guys did not get a nice welcome.
They did not. And March is actually a special month of awareness for our Vietnam. It's Welcome Home Month. And if you know a Vietnam vet, it's our month that we're supposed to reach out to them and welcome them home and thank them for their service, because they weren't thanked properly. And we need to fix that today.
Yes, we do need to fix that today. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
And there are still people that are grieving over that. And I think if you just say to a guy, thank you, you know, it makes the world of difference.
Yeah, and salute them and say, you know what, we love you and we appreciate you.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank you.
Yes, and thank you. And thank you. So, not next week, but the week after, the wedding's coming up.
I know.
I'm very excited. That made me think of that because my grandson-in-law is in the military.
Yes.
So he'll be coming in from Germany. And we'll be having this wonderful, fantastic wedding on the beach.
Yeah.
And I am so privileged to be able to do the ceremony.
Officiate.
You get to officiate. Yeah. That's awesome. So, and your husband's going to be there?
And my husband is going to be there.
I saw your cool vehicle that you're getting for him.
Isn't
on
that
the
great?
Beach?
I mean, people think, I can't go on the beach with my loved one because they can't walk or their wheelchair won't. But we rented this wheelchair.
It's got a beach buggy.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very. In fact, Tom said, I might need to buy myself one of these.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
And I'll tell you, when I put it on Facebook, so many people were like, where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? Because they didn't even know I didn't know it was available until just recently myself.
It's a thing.
Well, especially us.
Awesome.
We're like down by the water. And if you could have somebody that just wants to go to the beach one day that can't go to the beach anymore, and you could just rent one of those and take them on the beach. And it's got the little umbrella and the cooler area or the oxygen or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, happy leap day.
Oh, yeah.
It is. So I was, there are all kinds of Leap Day deals out there.
Oh,
you
are that mean?
You can go to 7-Eleven today and get a pizza for $2.29. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, wow.
So that's my teenage son was on the way to go get a couple pizzas for the house.
That's fun.
Fresh baked or frozen. So
really?
You can stock up your freezer on pizzas today at 7-Eleven.
And there are other Leap Day specials?
Yeah, Olive Garden had one. It said on the internet some Chick-fil-A's. I need to check and see what our Chick-fil-A's here are doing locally.
At the hospital, any baby born today is getting a t-shirt that says Leap and there's a frog on it and, you know, the date. Because... And they're complaining. They say that women hold off. They don't want their child born on the 29th of February or Halloween. Yeah. I would love to have been born. Yeah, I'd be a quarter my age.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
But really, that would actually bother somebody?
Because their kids don't have a birthday every year. Only every 4 years.
I would say then, if I was that kid, I'd have the whole month then.
There you go.
Or 2 days. We straddle 2 days.
Exactly.
February 28th and March 1st. Which is it?
I don't know.
And I'd be in my 20s now.
Who knows?
Right?
Who knows?
Yeah, so lots of fun going on out there today.
So, Beck, what's the last thing you want to say to our listeners today?
Take care of yourself and find those little moments. I know caregiving is stressful. Take some time. If you need some help in the home, give us a call. You can reach us at assistinghands.com/Pinellas, or you can call us at 727-748-4211. We have my office that serves the southern half of Pinellas County. We've got another great office in North Pinellas, and we have over 50, 60 offices across the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah.
So when you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. I know that slogan. And it's true. Just, you know, you can't do it all.
No, you can't.
Well, you'll do it all, but you'll make yourself sick at the same time. And your caregiving experience will not be as joyful for you or for your loved one. I can guarantee that. I guarantee if you get help, or if you just say yes to your neighbor that's been asking you, your friend at church, or if you just reach out to your family. You know, somebody said to me with the caregiver affirmation, they had it hanging on the... they have it hanging on their mirror in their bathroom to remind them every day to say the caregiver affirmation. She said, well, then I made a second copy of it and I put it in the guest bathroom. And now people are saying, what can I do to help you?
Oh,
she should add her list to the bottom of it.
Exactly. Just check one off.
I'll give,
and then give them a lot of water when they come in the house.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for tuning in today, guys. So blessed to have this show for 3 years. So grateful to my sponsors. So grateful to all my listeners. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
You just called.